You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, let's see here. Pagan holidays or God's holy days, which one should we observe? That's the question. To accept Jesus as our Passover lamb, but not observe Passover and the days of unleavened bread by putting leavening out of your house is like acknowledging Jesus as our Savior, but refusing to put sin out of your life. Let's take a look at the next holy day that God gives us, Pentecost. Leviticus 23:15, and you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the wave sheaf offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath, then you shall observe a new grain offering to the Lord. And you shall proclaim on the same day that it is a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work on it. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Has forever come and gone? Can somebody please tell me if forever is over with? No, forever hasn't come and gone. I didn't see it on the calendar and we didn't miss it. So what does that mean? That means we are supposed to observe this forever. Even when Jesus returns, we will be reserving this. After Pentecost, which happens in the summer around June, it's the third biblical month, we come to the Feast of Trumpets. Let's go back and read this, Leviticus 23:23. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer a fire, or shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. Well, that's the day that Jesus is going to return. So I don't see why the Christians refuse to acknowledge this and to observe this holy day. After that, 10 days later, we get to the Day of Atonement, Leviticus 23:26. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also the 10th day of the 7th month shall be the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. You shall do no work on that same day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For any person who is not afflicted in soul on that same day shall be cut off from among his people. And any person who does any work on that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls on the 9th day of the month at evening. From evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. God says you don't do this, he's going to destroy you. Again, here's another one. We are commanded to do this forever throughout our generations. Do you do this? If not, why? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.